News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Following 4 days of harrowing evidence at Aoife Johnson's inquest, the Limerick coroner John McNamara returned a verdict of medical misadventure on her death from meningitis after she contracted sepsis. Stephen McMahon, chairman of the Irish Patients Association, your reaction to this verdict?
Well, clearly, you know, my thoughts and are with Aoife's family and loved ones as they endure this unimaginable loss with such dignity. And certainly what they would have had to endure during the inquest. On a personal note, I walked that following the death of my own grandson with my son and his wife when he died on their first wedding anniversary. So I have some deep understanding. You don't get over these things. You just learn to live with it. The findings of it are tragic. Certainly the system must learn from that. But the questions still arise as to, you know, has everything been done in University Hospital Limerick? There are a number of other inquiries going on. And, you know, again, we've heard in the last 24 hours that this must be a major turning point. The maximum of the Irish Patients Association, Shane, is that change and reform in our healthcare system should not be preceded by preventable funerals and injuries to patients. And, you know, it's only out of such tragedy that these changes actually start to happen. A number of years ago, the Irish Patients Association tried to get access to a review by Professor Keane into which included Limerick University Hospital. The significance of this report is that the HSE had said that the recommendations had been superseded by changes in the way things were done. But the Department of Health itself had reservations as to the claims, because of the fact that when work would get back to normal after COVID, in other words, there was 30,000 less ED attendance and 200,000 attendances and 30,000 admissions that didn't happen, that was going to start coming back into the system again. And that's what's happened in Limerick. It's overcrowded to dangerous levels. And, you know,
Stephen, it's got an extra 108 acute and critical care beds. It's got an extra 1,183 staff, including doctors, consultants and nurses. It's got a huge increase in funding, the biggest increase in funding anywhere of any hospital in the country.
Absolutely. And the thing is that, you know, it simply needs more. And, you know,
that argument that it simply needs more, I mean, we're putting huge resources into it. Surely it's about a little bit more than just continuing to pump money into it. Because we've seen that despite those huge increases in money, we've seen trolley numbers not. I mean, trolley numbers are an outlier in this hospital compared to the rest of the country.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are right. But as I say, we then have to balance it with how the system is managed. The HSE has only brought out in the last couple of months a performance measurement policy where managers are going to be held to account for meeting targets and how they spend money and are held accountable. But we need to go further than that. There's been a long call for a long time to have legislation to make senior managers in not only the health service but the public service accountable for what they're actually doing. Because if resources are not managed well, and I brought this to the attention of the HSE at a very senior level this week, if managers are not making sound decisions about resources and how staff are used and all these things, it impacts on patients' lives. So you are correct, you know, that it's more than just simply putting money into the system. But we have the situation today of these tragedies, and there have been a number of them. And the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine has regularly highlighted the fact that overcrowding can lead to increased mortality.
Yeah. As a result. Is it the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine? Do they represent consultants?
The emergency consultants.
Yeah, there's also criticism that University of Limerick Hospital has the lowest uptake of new consultant contracts, which would allow for consultants to be rostered on Saturday, that has a continuing low presence of senior decision makers out of hours and at weekends, and that they are factors in the poor performance. I suppose my question is, like, some of the people doing the criticism, maybe they need to look at in the mirror a little bit as well.
Well, the thing is that everybody needs to look in the mirror and put their hands up and to, you know, necessitate urgent change in the interests of patients.
Stephen McMahon, Chairman of the Irish Patients Association, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.